This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia ratchets up the battle for control of eastern Ukraine. More from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
But Mariupol Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov voiced pessimism at that prospect.
They didn't allow this for 50 days. Why should they allow this now?
I'm Mike Rossia.
And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has offered what he has said as a wholehearted apology for attending an illegal party during lockdowns. But Johnson said Tuesday that he did not knowingly break rules for or mislead Parliament. Johnson told the lawmakers in the House of Commons that it simply did not occur to him that the gathering was a party. Last week, Johnson was fined £50 or $66 for attending his own surprise party at 10 Downing Street in June of 2020. Police continue to investigate several other parties in government buildings that Johnson is alleged to have attended. Opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer branded the apology half-hearted in a joke and urged conservatives to jettison their leader.